Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our personal experience, in our spiritual path, and in the politics of the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight, Memorial Day, from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by Mark. Are you there?
Mark Waltz, yes, I'm here in New York City.
How is it there today?
Actually, beautiful weather, and people were pretty mellow.
Wonderful.
And overall, it was a good day.
Every small town in Montana has a Memorial Day parade around noon today. And so we saw a lot of World War II military vehicles driving around in the afternoon, people sort of joyriding on the way back to the museum with their pieces. But it was rather moving just to see them there and watch them go through the process and all the flowers in the cemeteries this week. And Venus is moving into an opposition with Pluto, so I think that has left people feeling a little extra sentimental about, you know, the people who died before. And that's going to be exact over the weekend, this coming weekend, but we're feeling it all week long. Just kind of feel a little extra teary once in a while, extra emotions. Mars is already in Leo, and Venus is heading into Leo next week. So that's what we felt here. I'm so relieved to feel that there was a T-square last week as Mars opposed Pluto and squared Jupiter. And we saw, you know, the Ukraine war stir up, but the showdown of the battle of the budget in America, again, from, you know, are we going to extend the debt ceiling? What are we going to cut? Where are we going to add taxes? We knew that while that T-square was applying and intensifying, no one was going to make any compromises. And they're just starting to really compromise now. But it looks like as that T-square broke up, T-square and fixed signs, kind of very solid, I'm hearing more compromise happening there and in a few other I have several clients working through divorces right now that also were just totally stuck last week. What have you noticed, Mark, in those patterns? What have you noticed either about Memorial Day, this Venus-Pluto opposition or that's coming, or the Mars-Pluto opposition square Jupiter that just left?
Well, the Venus opposite Pluto is always a tough challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's dealing with power struggles,
mm-hmm.
and you know Venus can work it out financially, but also in terms of relationships, and also in terms of artistic endeavors. And Venus opposite Pluto can make for real focused and concentrated, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always show in the moment. It can be very inward.
Yes.
You might not know until it's over that it's over.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way of putting it. I'm seeing it also being part of, you know, those divorces that I was saying, you know, that I've been advising people through. But also, you know, my granddaughter is graduating from high school this year. She did a super cool senior presentation on the intersection between misogyny and ableism on, you know, dealing with handicaps in the school systems. And it was pretty impressive. I have to say I'm proud of her. But she knows that an era is finishing, and a lot of people are finishing the school year. I'm hearing the sentimentality of it, sort of the maudlin, like this phase of my life is over now and I'm moving on. So you know, that probably won't bother them. Usually Gemini is really good for that energy. And next weekend, we have a full moon in Sagittarius, which will help people get ready for their next chapter. But I am feeling that this week, and the sentimentality of people wondering, you know, what am I going to do? You know, they're noticing more of what doors are closing than what are opening. And some are just saying, oh, in the beauty, I miss my relatives who have died, or I've missed, you know, I'm sad that the year is ending. But I'm really, and that makes me appreciate the beauty of this moment all the more, which I appreciate. Yeah.
On Friday, Venus will trine Neptune, and that'll increase the artistic side of things.
Yeah.
Venus and Neptune trined. So if you have any artistic projects, put some energy into them end of the week.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And, you know, it can mean, you know, I'm hearing, that explains one of the other aspects that I'm hearing is people starting new relationships, which is lovely, with Venus and Mars running conjunct for the next 2 months, really. Now heading into Leo together, it's, you know, a good time for new relationships. But I'm hearing people, you know, with the Venus-Neptune trine, they can predict, they kind of can launch themselves into the future and predict that it could be something happening ahead of time. They're sure that this is going to be the relationship. And I'm asking them to slow down and just come back to the moment. You don't know where it's going, but you can make the most of today. And whether in any relationship, how do you work on the today part? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we hope that is part of it. The next phase. Now, also next week, or I think early next week, I think maybe Monday, Mercury conjuncts Uranus. And Mercury, a Sunday, thank you. I knew it was like right there. And it's Mercury almost conjunct Uranus right before it turned retrograde. It would turn retrograde about a degree away from that conjunction. And it retrograded all the way back. And then it turned forward. So that was in around April 20th. And that was the day that it turned retrograde conjunct Uranus. Tucker Carlson was fired. John Lemon was fired. And another famous Fox news guy died. And it was a change in the view. The Mercury's face went through a change. Literally, people died and came back. And new ones showed up. So now Mercury is about to conjunct Uranus again, and it may be that changes we had hoped were happening in April can really start manifesting this week. And we might see some more changes in personnel, sudden decisions, and watch this change initiate. But if we have anything that we're trying to get going, we're trying to shift gears and having trouble doing, that Sunday night, Monday morning, Mercury-Uranus conjunction will be helpful. Now, it's happening on the asteroid Vesta. So it may also be asking us to look at where we tend to sacrifice, where we're overdoing it. Where are we enabling? Where are we sacrificing something important to be helpful to another in a way that's not really helpful in the long run? So take a look at that. But it's a good aspect coming up this week to invest in tech, to buy a new phone if you need it, or look at some way of updating your technology as Mercury conjuncts Uranus.
Yeah, it's also good for inspiring thoughts or intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
You may get some ideas. Don't just laugh them off. Make
right.
a note and try to develop them a little. You know, don't
That's
no such thing as just intuition. Just intuition.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, tease it a little bit. If you have an intuitive idea, you know, play with it. See where it can go.
Yeah, that is fascinating. And shall we take a few callers in tonight?
Good.
And it looks like I might have made it so that we only had 15 minutes rather than turned it on to 30 minutes. So after 15 minutes, we will be on the air, but it won't be being recorded. So that was my mistake. But everybody can get the conversation that we're having about the week ahead, which is good. So let's take a call. Area code 585-736, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I am, I'm actually calling. I'm wondering about my son, who is graduating. He's a senior, and I'm wondering, should I give you his birthday or mine?
Give him, if you're asking about him, give us his.
Yeah. Okay, so March 5th, 2005.
March 5, 2005. Yep. Time?
San Diego, California. Oh, 7:14 a.m.
In San Diego.
Yes.
And you were, did you have a particular question about your wonderful Pisces, Moon, and Capricorn, Aries, Rising, Sun?
How can I best support him right now through this transition? There is a lot going on. There are some, you know, like he's a senior and he's got a lot of opportunity, I think, and some bad choices are coming up, biting him in the ass, but he is totally stepping up and, you know, just unnecessary suffering, unfortunately. But, you know, he's an amazing kid, doing great, got great opportunities. And I just, you know, I have five planets in Scorpio myself, and I know that I just want to be able to support him. How, as a Scorpio mom, can I best, my husband's a Capricorn, I have Capricorn rising, and we do a lot for him, but, like, how best can you support him? There are some
you can do less
degrees.
For him. You know, he is definitely someone you have to believe in. Know that he learns the hard way, but he only needs to learn once. You know, he will not make the same mistake twice, but he will make a lot of mistakes. But he won't make them twice. And he is highly competent with that Moon and Capricorn conjunct your Mars at the top of the chart. Highly competent.
Highly.
He will do just competent. He can do things.
Yeah.
This kid does. He's had some very tough transits already in his life. Pluto conjunct his Mars and then opposed his Saturn and, you know, squared his nodes. So it would have been, I think, right before the pandemic that it went through the whole thing. Hold on. Let me double check that for you.
I'm looking for patterns and, how I can best,
bring the right energy. Believe in him. It really looks like, you know, he's got this year, Pluto will be coming back and forth, sextiling his Mercury. And that's a good aspect. It's just not an easy aspect. So he needs you to believe in him. He needs you to listen for him, just saying, I believe in you. Where are you going and how can I help you? And you can ask him tough questions. When he, instead of telling him what to do, instead of being directional, say, well, what do you think the consequences of that are? Because it is accepting consequences that really helps him understand what's going on. So the first time Pluto hit that Mars was in 2018, and it went back and forth squaring that and squaring his ascendant through this 2019, and then it squared his nodes after that. So 2018 through about 2021, 22 were some tricky times for him. But the good thing is he got some of his worst decisions out of the way first. Early.
I love that. You know? I love that.
And so he's actually in his moon is in Virgo. Does he have a part-time job?
Well, I've kind of created one for him, but he's looking at maybe doing that this summer, something different, but I think he's going to pick up some work with me.
Okay, good. He likes lots of little jobs, you know, giving him rewards for his next.
For his what?
Does he know what he's doing in the fall?
Oh yeah, sorry. I've actually called you about it before. You were skipping. I couldn't hear you. Yes, he's accepted into San Diego State University with a business major, but he also looks like he may be modeling this summer. Maybe he's kind of been a little bit scouted, and
I bet he's a cutie
with modeling.
Yeah. Yep. I bet he's a cutie. He has Venus conjunct Uranus in Pisces, which gives him that adorable vulnerability, but he's also got an Aries rising, so he comes across as macho but adorable. And I think he'll be great at modeling for now. I do think business is good for him in the long run. So I'm not worried about this kid at all.
Right.
You know, 10 months ago, his progressed moon, he spent 2.5 years with his progressed moon in Leo in the fifth house, and he probably acted out left and right. But his progressed moon's in Virgo in the sixth house, so he's working hard and trying to figure out what's the right thing to do and getting his business organized, and I think he's going to be just fine.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Ask more questions. Catch him doing anything right. You don't have to be effusive about it, but you need to kind of reward his good efforts. Catch him, notice when he's made a good decision and just go, good job, and then drop it because he'll rebel if you overdo it. And don't kind of let him feel the consequences of his actions and ask him if you don't like the decision he's making, say, where do you think that's going to go? What do you think are the possible outcomes? Is that the outcome you want? And let him learn how to do that. Okay?
Right. Thank you.
Mark, do you have anything to say?
Yeah. All of what you said is really important. And in a lot of ways, he'll seem lucky, like he'll have lucky breaks, and celebrate those, and let them work for him, and go a little slow. In other words, let the conversation become a real conversation, and he'll be open to that.
Go at his pace.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, I think you'll really see him blossoming as he comes out of college. So it's right now, it's kind of working hard and putting all the pieces together in that first year of college with his progressed moon in Virgo. Then it goes into Libra and he starts having a social life, and that'll be in about 20 months. So I think this year is more about, how do I do my work? How do I get everything in? How do I learn how to be in college? And I think he's going to be doing fine. He really got a chance to act out already, didn't he?
Yeah. Well,
and that acting
and
out
no.
was
I mean,
really good time for him. He got a taste of it. And that taste taught him a lot of lessons. So when other people would just start getting in trouble, he knows what he doesn't want to do.
Yeah, in some ways. I mean, he's been pretty protected, and I mean, he's been exposed to a lot, but we there's just lots of teachable moments where we're like, yeah, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
We live at the beach,
yep.
You know, I mean, and
he learns
just,
very well.
Yeah.
Enjoy those teachable moments. Don't beat him over the mm-hmm. head with it, but do kind of point
yeah.
them out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Being a parent is amazing.
He might be a little more intense than usual with his relationship with you in about 5 months. You've progressed
oh.
and will oppose his natal sun. So you'll have kind of an inward full moon.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll be like right at the beginning of his, like, starting college. That's like might be a little bumpy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, he'll have a few moments of becoming his own mother, and you can oh. be a good role model.
Oh, cool.
Wonderful.
Astrology's
well,
amazing.
Have a good luck
yeah,
with that.
You.
Good luck with that, Mom. Sounds like you've done a good job.
Oh, well,
yeah.
It's a work in progress, right? I guess in
right.
some ways the cake is baked.
Exactly. The cake is baked. It just needs to make sure that no one drops it on the floor between now and then. So
there
enjoy.
You go.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And hello, area code 901. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm grateful. How are you all this evening? Thank you for taking my call.
I thought it was you. How are you? And what's your birth information again?
4461.
And time?
5:51 a.m., Memphis, Tennessee.
That one I remember, 51 a.m. I just can't remember the numbers. In Memphis. And how are you tonight, and how can we help you?
I am thankful and grateful in spite of. I have health questions, I guess. I have arthritis in my neck. It's been giving me a fit. So I'm trying to find out what caused the fire, the itis.
Now, what's giving
so
you a fit?
Arthritis.
Oh,
and
arthritis.
It's in my neck.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
It's in my neck, and it's more pronounced, troublesome on the
mm-hmm.
on the left hand side, because they said
mm-hmm.
it's in my
mm-hmm.
C something vertebrae. I don't know if she said C3, C7. I don't. It's C something, and it's in the neck, and it's cutting up.
Okay,
so
Pluto's going back and forth over your Saturn. You have Saturn in Capricorn, and that talks Saturn is bones, Capricorn is bones, so it's the bones of the bones. And Pluto is kind of death and rebirth of your bones. But it's a good time to be dealing with it, but it's intense. And, you know, what you can't change the bones, but you can change all the inflammation that it's causing. And I think with your progressed moon has just gone into Pisces, has been for the last 11 months, and has just gone into your house of long-term health. So it's a perfect time for you to work on your overall health, to really research what is an anti-inflammation diet and really, you know, work on having the good fats in your system. And work on lowering your inflammation, noticing if there's anything that you do, eat, smell that makes it worse and what makes it better. Really observing your
yeah.
individual responses so that you can tie into that. Mark, what are you seeing with this?
Yeah, you're dealing really heavily with Pluto. And Pluto wants you to make deep awareness, use that awareness to make transformations. So do that. Do the research, and then maybe treat your living as a lab, a laboratory, and, you know, take notes, see what works, especially with the arthritis. If you notice it, it's especially inflamed on a particular day, go back 24 hours and see what you ate and what activities you did.
Oh, okay.
Keep studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am paying.
It's hot weather, and that, you know, who wants to use heat in hot weather? But it may be that, you know, getting like one of those, it's a hot pack under your neck to help just soften it. And once you've hot packed it, Saturn needs you to work on your flexibility. So it may be that, you know, that they can give you some, after the hot pack, does your doctor recommend for physical therapy, and see if you can get a good physical therapist to show you what kind of support and stretches can help you keep your neck as mobile as possible in this situation to prevent it from happening again or from not getting so bad. Saturn transits help strengthen us, but they also tend to make us feel more that we have to add the flexibility. And, you know, Saturn sitting right on your progressed Chiron saying, you know, take care of that. And interesting enough, when your neck is bothering you, so may the very bottom of your spine. So notice what's going on in your pelvis and in your feet. And they may need to be, you know, take good care of your feet and keep your pelvis, kind of, what exercises can you do to keep that mobile? Because that will help your neck. It's a mirror of the top and bottom of the sometimes when the neck is too stiff to touch, you can work on it with the other ways.
Okay, the feet and the pelvis. Okay.
Right.
Could you tell me what house is my progressed moon and sun in now?
Yep. Your progressed sun is at 14 degrees of Gemini, and it's in the second house, but it's heading into the third house in about 2 years. So it's
okay.
Your progressed moon, because it only moves a degree a degree a year. Your progressed moon is in Pisces, and it just went into your 12th house.
Oh, okay.
That's why I mentioned the feet and long-term health, because 12th house is feet. It's health. It's also moon in Pisces. It's like, where are we might feel permeable. That's why I ask you to look at your eating and how you're absorbing it and what you're surrounding. What can you do to help use your sensitivity to help you not hurt during this time? But it also rules the feet. So it's about absorbing foods wrong just feeling, sensitive about dealing with the world. Your progressed moon goes into Aries in about 19 months, and you might find that you start feeling a bit more ready to kind of go take on the world then.
Okay, progressed moon in Pisces in the 12th house. And the progressed sun is in Gemini in the first house.
In the second.
Second, okay. Wrote it down wrong. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm doing some alternative stuff for the inflammation and because this was causing the pain, so I've been talking to the different herbalists and all that great stuff. So.
Good, good, good. It's a great time for you to be focusing on your health.
Yes, I'm definitely that. When it's screaming at you, yeah, it'll make you focus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It will make you focus, Ms. Heather. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you all so much.
Oh, so our great pleasure. Good luck, and may you feel better.
Thank you, and happy Memorial Day to you all. Thank you all so much for your help. Have a great
okay, let us know how
and
it goes.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana, and enjoy this week with, as you know, the pollen is floating, ideas are floating, information is floating. Listen as much as you can. So, and Mark?
Mark Waltz signing off from New York saying thank you for listening and pay attention to your intuition this week.
Wonderful. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
Okay, bye now.